Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and it's just you and me. I've got something else I want to talk about. This is completely different. This is not small business related at all. It's just something, some thoughts I have on my mind that I want to talk to you about. I want to share with you, and another installment in my in a series that I've been doing for 4 years now, where I offer advice to President Obama, and because I know he listens all the time, and I like to be able to share my thoughts with him whenever I can. Today is his inauguration. He's already been sworn in. You know, that happened yesterday. I think the thing actually happens like three or four times. They get it all done. That's not anything to do with him. That's just the way the system works. But he actually was sworn in. He's officially in the second term of his presidency right now. But today is the pomp and circumstance, right? This is the big deal in Washington, out where everybody can see him. What a great day for America, my friends. Think about that. The government continued. We had an opportunity to change the government. It continued, and we're celebrating that. Now, whether this man is your candidate or not, whether he's the person you voted for or not, at this moment, today, that doesn't matter. What matters today is in America, our government continues to operate without, you know, there are no tanks in the streets. There's no gunplay. I mean, it's just a beautiful transition. Even though it's not really a transition, like when we have a new replacement, if somebody replaces the president, like last time. But it's still kind of a transition. And what a beautiful thing! What a model for the world! I'm so proud of America on a day like today. I'm so proud to be an American on a day like today. I have some things though that I would like to say about President Obama and to him as well. I've been thinking about this for a long time, folks, and I've said it in private, but I'm going to say it now on the show. And I really believe this. I really mean this with all my heart, and I mean it in the most constructive and respectful way. America became post-racial, in my opinion, in 2008, when we elected the first black president. Wasn't that, I mean, even whether you voted for him or not, you had to say, okay, that part of it was cool. That part of it, the fact that America had gotten to the point where we would actually elect a black president, that had to be a great day for America. So many people said, America is now post-racial. All that's behind us. All the racial stuff is behind us. We're now post-racial. Well, we didn't. I don't know that we knew it then. Maybe some people did, but I don't guess I didn't completely. But here's what I've learned in the last 4 years. And this is the stinging part, folks. And this may be a little controversial, but America became post-racial in 2008 by electing a black president. But the irony is, we didn't elect a post-racial president. I don't believe President Obama is post-racial. And here's what I mean by that. If you're not post-racial, you continue to see things as people as victims, as instead of people who just haven't found their opportunity yet. You continue to look at things in a glass half empty way, and not a half-full way. You continue to think, look at what people don't have, and what needs to be done to get them what they don't have, instead of helping them acquire, achieve what they could have, as all Americans can do in this country. And you continue to talk about, to use words and language and rhetoric and seek policies that divide America, not not appeal to the better angels of our nature, as Abraham Lincoln said 160 years or so ago. When you do all those things that I just said, that he clearly has done. I mean, there's no controversy about that. He's clearly done all those things. That's not post-racial. Mr. President, I beg you, I plead with you, please be more of a glass half full person in the next 4 years. Please look at people as if they don't have everything they need, as people who just haven't achieved what they could achieve in the next 4 years. Help them with that. Don't divide us, Mr. President. Please appeal to the better angels of our nature. Unite us. We need you to do that, Mr. President. And I hope you have a great inaugural day. This is Jim Blasingame. I'll be back tomorrow. I'll see you then.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.